sports, news, and entertainment covered with some middle ground common sense right here with the Smart Guys.
All right, all we ask is just a smidge. That's right, a little common sense in today's problems, ladies and gentlemen. That's all we ask. Is that asking too much? Well, I don't think so. But that's why I ask on a couple of guys to help me out here. Charles Walshine, foreclosure defense attorney, top litigator, WalshineLegal.com. Who else? Stephen Schwartz, businessman, aficionado, ultimate it. Mr. Double.com, all the great hoodies, no shirts. We say good morning to Charles and Steve. Guys, how are you? Stephen, how are you?
Aaron Judgment Day. Today is Aaron Judgment Day, all right? Yankee fans, will, you know, it's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur and Aaron Judge Day, right? All combining into one. It's like the world collides. Yankee fans made their way for 72 hours to Yankee Stadium, watched them strike out, strike out, strike out, and strike out. You know what? Today's the day we forgive, okay? You had the rabbi on. He tells you, you know, forgive.
Walk.
Forgive them. Forgive them. Forgive them.
Walk. That's what they're doing, though. They're walking them.
He stuck at 60 and a half. Stuck at 60 and a half, okay? And nowhere to go. Why has he got the half? Because he had to leave the country to go to Toronto to hit one home run.
Oh, okay.
So
he's at
60 and a half. Now, no, it counts for a half. Now, he goes and he has to run to the border to Texas for the last couple games, all right, to Texas to try to make it happen. All right? I'm all in on all this, Jay. You got Michael Kay as the Yankee cheerleader. Every time he comes up, he tries to come up with something. Oh, it's amazing. X amount of years ago, Roger Maris's mother, sneezed, and I just saw Aaron Judge's mother sneeze, so this might be the right time for him to hit the home run. Well, the only thing that really comes together here is that today, the most important day of the year, October 4th, me and Charlie, 47 years ago, were bar mitzvahed side by side. Side by side, right down the block from each other. 47 years ago, October 4th, 1975. Here's the form together. Me, Charlie, Yom Kippur, forgiveness, and Aaron Judgment all colliding together. He's going to break it tonight. Today is the day. If he's ever going to do it, it's got to be today in honor of me and Charlie. And life is bittersweet. And today is a bittersweet day. And Charles, how are you doing this morning?
You know, for the last 2.5 years, I said I'm happy to clam a low tide. Today's a little different. Two people are very close to me passed away in the past, like 2 days apart. And I got to go to 2 wakes, one tomorrow, one the next day. So I wish I could say I'm happy and a clam at low tide, but I am not. I'm very sorry. And by the way, Schwartz, with that little soliloquy about the bar mitzvah, one thing I want to tell everybody is that Schwartz, he thinks it was a great day. It was a great day for him because we had all the same friends. And the minute that we got done with cocktail hour, every kid at my bar mitzvah, except for Sandy Green and some other defect, Marty Kalau, okay? It was like the kids off the yellow bus. The yellow bus couldn't come because otherwise they would have gone to Schwartz's bar mitzvah also. You know what I'm saying? So I had nobody at my – the minute the pigs in the blanket were gone, everybody at my bar mitzvah went down to his bar mitzvah, which was, by the way, the Schwartz party. The Schwartz parties over the years have been events. It's like if you had Disney put out a ride, it was called the Bar Mitzvah ride. That was a Schwartz party. Schwartz and Stevie's party was no different. So I actually asked my mother if I could go down the block, you know, late, you know, after they cut the cake, I wanted to go down to his party. She wouldn't let me out of there. So it's a happy day for him. It's a day that she'll live in infamy for me.
Hey, Charlie, we're going to do a 50th year anniversary. You're going to redo. We're going to do our Haftorahs together. 50.
You could do our Haftorah. You could.
We got 3 years to go. We're going to redo it on our 50th year anniversary.
Schwartz, okay? You're a mental patient. If you think,
you know, Steve, you are a mental patient.
You're a mental patient, Schwartz. I can tell you, mental patient.
Steve, such a great showing last week.
50 years later.
On the afternoon show when you're on with me, but I can't figure out your your vitriol against Aaron Judge. My goodness gracious. Spoken like a true Oakland A's fan, I guess, who the Yankees spank every time they get him in the postseason. I can't figure it out. You know, Judge does everything right. You know, he does. He's clean. He is respectful. His teammates love him. The fans love him. He is a five-tool player. He is about to become captain of the Yankees and a very rich man. I can't figure it out regarding Aaron Judge. I can't figure out why there is such disrespect for number 99.
Jay, let me give it to you. Jay, he hasn't had one Yankee moment. You can't name one Yankee moment in his six-year career. Roger Maris won three World Series in the same time period. He was two-time MVP. He was a seven-time All-Star. Roger Maris was a Yankee. Yankees are all about pinstripes and championships. Aaron Judge is for Aaron Judge. If you want to give him $400 million for this performance,
you couldn't be more wrong.
You got to think twice. You know what? You'll be mortgaging
Aaron Judge is about Aaron
for the
Judge?
Next 5 years. Aaron Judge,
you haven't been watching the games nor studying the guy.
The only way to change his fortunes is if he hits a home run for me and Charlie today. It's about me and Charlie now. It's not
back up. Aaron Judge is about Aaron Judge. That's the most. That is the most ludicrous statement I've ever heard. Judge is about Judge. Judge is about the team.
Home run. His meaningful home run will happen on October 4th, 1975. It would redo the idea of Schwartz, Walshine, and Yom Kippur, and it would be a meaningful home run. Jay, let me ask you one last question. Name me one great hit that stands in your mind with Aaron Judge. He's a playoff choke, a 232.
You know how many multi-home run games he has this year, my friend?
He hits him off of third string.
Let me ask you a question. Have you been watching? Are you paying attention at all to the Yankees at all? I know you don't. I don't know what you're doing.
Nothing. Aaron Judge but that's, slammed it, winning 12-0.
You can't make a statement. You got to back up the statement. That's silly.
All right.
That's lunacy. Let me ask you a question. Hold on a minute. Can I talk? Can I talk? Or you want to talk the whole segment? I mean, do you not pay attention to the Yankees as far as after the All-Star break and all the guys that have been on the injured list? Who was the one guy left standing? Aaron Judge. Oh, and by the way, where are the Yankees right now? They're in first place, aren't they? Mainly because of Aaron Judge. Judge has carried this team.
Okay, give me one hit.
Hold on a minute. Can you shut up?
A home run after 9/11. That was my Piazza.
Do you understand the fact?
Aaron Judge's moment. Okay.
Do you understand the fact that this guy?
Aaron Judge's moment, please.
Do you understand the fact that this guy has been carrying this team? When this team has not produced, when this team has been injured left and right, guys have been on the injured list throughout this season. The one guy left standing is Aaron Judge. Do you realize what he has done? He has also given you the most incredible offensive performance in the history of baseball. Arguably.
Okay.
He's four points out of a triple crown. He's one home run shy of owning the record for home runs in the American League, although for me it's all a baseball because I don't consider Barry Bonds or Mark McGwire or, for that matter, Sammy Sosa's numbers to be real. So, in essence, what you're witnessing is an incredible Superman type of performance from a guy who is exemplary as far as being a professional athlete is concerned. And that's Aaron Judge. I don't know how you knocked the guy.
One home run. Have you named me the one home run that changed it all? Look at Pujols. Pujols is Superman. He's performing in front of his home crowd. Pujols is the guy.
Keep focusing on the Oakland A's.
World Series.
Who are about to move out of Oakland, by the way, apparently. They can't support their team there.
Yes, Charlie.
Can I say something? By the way, one thing you didn't hear came across the wire this morning is that Aaron Judge used to be a woman. He got a sex change. This is even makes it more fantastic. Aaron Judge was Aronia Judge from way back. He had a sex change operation. He used to be a woman. So that really makes his home runs even more special because technically they're the first time a woman has ever hit 61.
By the way, Steve, I don't know if you're aware, he has tied the major league record for multi home runs this season. Not only that, he is single-handedly carried the Yankees based on the home run to three walk-off victories. So without that, I guess they wouldn't have had three wins. So you ask, what has he done?
Home run. You can't name me one moment.
I just did. I gave you three walk-offs the guy has had.
And you know what? You threw the whole Yankees under the bus. If it wasn't for him, they wouldn't be here. What about the other eight guys? What about Cortez? What about some of the pitching?
They've all been injured.
Are you watching these games?
The Yankees have been injured. The one guy that is left standing is Aaron Judge. He's carried the team. Come on. That's ridiculous.
Baseball is not a one-man show, Jay.
Oh, stop. What did he not give you an autograph?
Team sport.
Did he not give you an autograph one time? Did you call his name and he kind of bypassed you one time at the stadium this year? What did he do to you?
I love Aaron Judge. I'm going to love Aaron Judge.
What did he do to you?
Judgment Day when he hits one for me and Charlie.
Stop.
It'll be a meaningful home run. His first meaningful home run in 6 years will happen today at 3:30 when he hits one. That will be a meaningful home
run. Listen, you would love to have him on your team.
Jay,
whatever team you root for. I think it's the Oakland A's. Maybe it's the Mets, but you'd love to have him on your team.
October,
if he was on your team, you'd embrace him.
And Charlie's Day.
There's such jealousy all the time of the Yankees and this and that. But you know what? When a guy does it right, when he's clean,
I could care less.
When he doesn't take any PEDs to enhance performance, you know, when he guns out people rounding bases, you know, from 300 feet away, you know what? It's a spectacle. The guy's got an arm. He's fast. He can hit for power. Yeah, I mean, come on. He's a 5-tool player. I guess you don't like guys like that. You don't like guys who do it.
I'm paying $400 million and watching the guy.
The one guy he knocks is Aaron Judge.
He'll be out of the playoffs.
Yes.
He's gone. Goodbye. We'll have this.
What do you think? Your Mets are going to do something? The Mets are going the wild card route. They'll probably lose to San Diego. That'll be the end of their season.
Aaron Judge.
After that pitiful performance last weekend in Atlanta.
Charlie, he's got to do it for Charlie.
I could care less what he did. I could
care.
He's
doing for you, Charlie.
He can hit 150 home runs today.
Right on your bar mitzvah day.
You know what?
He's going to hit number 61 and a half.
You're a mental patient.
It is what it is, guys.
You want medication or something? What's wrong with you?
Both. Yeah, Schwartz is like off the charts.
No, you too. You keep answering like I'm like.
I can't help it. He's giving wrong information. I just told him. He's responsible for three walk-off home runs this year.
Hey, Jay, Boone's about to light off the biggest firecracker since 1945, and you're talking about the 60-second home run. Really? Does anybody care? Really?
Hey, Charlie, I care.
You're an idiot.
And here's another thing.
Don't talk to me.
All right, Charlie, what do you care about? Bring up a topic today. What do you want to talk about, Charlie? Your turn. You want to talk about the gaffes of the president, the latest one, and the VP? You want to talk about 35 days out of the general election? What do you want to discuss? Anything you want to discuss?
I want to talk about Virgin Airlines, how they're going to allow everyone to have self-expression, woke theory, where your pilot could come out and dress in a dress. And fly the airplane, and where everyone has to be on Virgin Airlines, respectful to each other, and call her a him, a her, anything, all the way through. And we had this conversation about woke and about the language and this and that. This one really woke me up. Have you heard about this? How Virgin Airlines is coming out with a whole new language way of flying, and how you're going to have to be very, very respectful. And you should always be respectful, by the way. But you're going to be living in the woke world when you fly Virgin Airlines. Have you heard about this, Jay?
No, I have not. No?
Okay, well, Virgin Airlines has come out with a whole new way of conduct, a whole new way of the way that their people, they are asking their employees, male and female, to have free expression of whoever they are, what they are, and be able to just put it on full display as you fly Virgin Airlines. So they have pilots that are going to be dressed in dresses. So come on out there and
didn't know that.
And go enjoy the new world, Jay. There's your new world right there.
All right.
You guys were on this, by the way. You and Charlie were on this. way before me, because I was saying, hey, it doesn't bother me. I'm good with free expression. Now, you guys were right, because you were saying they're going to be throwing this in our face. Well, look up Virgin Airlines, what Virgin Airlines plans on doing. This is right in your face.
You know what bothers me? This is what bothers me. It's not a man wearing a dress. When he wears a dress and doesn't shave his legs. That bothers me. If you're going to wear a dress, you have to shave your legs. Just the way it goes.
Well, imagine coming on with your five-year-old kid to go see the cockpit.
I haven't heard that.
Well, hey, well, it's just,
let's get into a couple of things. You know, I was reading something yesterday with these migrant flights now, Charles.
Reading something, Jay?
Huh?
We read something? You actually read something?
Yeah, I actually did read something. New York Times, actually. But, they actually now are, diverting these individuals into another area of New York. You know, we talked about Westchester County and everything else. And here we go again as far as another secret location, as far as what's happening here in the state of New York is Orange County Airport, which is in Montgomery, New York. But these secret flights carrying illegal migrants late at night. But now we have a new destination. What's your feeling on all this? Take it away. Mr. Walshine?
I don't have anything to say about any of this other than the fact that these people are running for their lives and we need a place to put them. We're offering them asylum. This is hold on, stop. You're going to let me finish because you asked me. You know, Jay, we all have very short memories. Because my grandparents, my great grandparents, were running for the same reason, except the difference is that our forefathers and our family that came over here, they're white, and the truth is that the only reason we don't like these people because if we had Norwegians or Germans or Dutch, if they were running for their lives. The same way we don't hear about all the if we took in and had to take in 2 million Ukrainians running for their lives or Belarusians running for their lives, you wouldn't hear it. The problem you have, and a lot of people have, is these people don't look like you.
Oh, stop. Let me ask you a question.
No.
That
stop,
is ridiculous.
Stop.
Is there a plan?
Really?
Is
really?
There a plan
Not
for these individuals
me,
once they get here? What's the plan? Where do they go?
Yeah, feed them.
We're housing
feed
them in tents.
Them, get them to work.
We're housing them in the Waldorf Astoria type hotels. But what is the plan, and why is it so secretive? Why? And why are you? Why are we in the position in the first place?
Because you.
We can't even take care of our own.
Why
people.
Are you complaining?
We can't even take care of our
why
own
are
citizens.
Why are you complaining?
But why is it so secretive? Why?
No. You're not getting.
Why is it? What are we doing with them, Charles?
No.
Charles, what's the plan, Charles? What's the plan?
No, Jay.
What's the plan?
Why does it bother you?
Because I want to know what the plan is.
Why does it bother you?
Once they come here, where do they go?
People.
Where do they go?
Saving their lives. Why does it bother you?
Where do they go, Charles? Answer this, Jay.
Okay, so let them die?
Where do they go?
Die in their own country.
Steven, let me go to you. Where do they go?
How about your grandfather? Oh, no. You're not Steven. Don't.
No, come on. I'm asking you a question. You're not asking question, the question. You're not answering my question.
No.
Where do they go? What's the plan?
I'm asking you a question.
I'm asking you. I'm countering you, counselor. What is the plan?
This is a humanitarian crisis in our hemisphere, maybe a couple of thousand miles from our southern border. We have to save these people's lives. This is what America is about. They save your great-grandparents' lives, this country. What, these people are different? What, because they
really?
Look like you?
We got right now, we got terrorists coming into this country. Are you wearing that? How about all the fentanyl? You like that, too? Do you like that, too? You like all the fentanyl? You like all the deaths that are happening? We got 300 a day. 300 a day. Do you like that? Is that part of the execution of the plan? Steve,
Jay,
let me turn to you. Is that part of the plan?
Jay.
Hold on. You be quiet. Steve, answer. Is that part of the plan? Is it okay to bring people here and not have a plan as far as thereafter? But is it okay to bring all of... See, this is a derivative of what's going on right now. You know how much fentanyl has arrived in this country because of the lack thereof? down at the southern border?
So putting people that are running for their lives into hotels and getting them fed and feeding their children, somehow that's going to increase the use.
But that's okay. That's okay. But what happens there? What happens
Jay,
after?
Jay,
what happens Jay, after? Talk to me. What is the plan? What
Jay,
is
what
the
you
plan,
just said,
Charles? You still haven't
Jay,
explained to me.
Let me finish.
It's a humanitarian problem, which I agree with you. But those problems, you know, can be fixed as far as the other
Jay,
side. Okay? If we learn the culture and everything else of what people are going through in other lands, okay? But to bring them here secretively on flights in the middle of the night, dumping them off all over the country, that's okay, though.
So,
with no plan.
So let me get a word.
Steve, is that all right? Let me ask you.
Jay,
Steve, let me ask you. Is that okay? Steve,
Jay,
let's
let
go
me
to
get
Steve because he's been quiet. Go ahead.
Because he's short-circuited.
Hold on a minute. Steve, I'm directing the question to you, Mr. Schwartz.
We're all,
is that
we're
okay,
all
sir?
We're all off our meds a little today. Obviously, Jay, this is a political stunt throughout the world. It's not only in our country; it's everywhere. You know, you go and you try to do the right thing because this is what America does. We do the right thing, and other countries basically unload their prisons, their worst crap, and they send it to our country. Then you have the people that really do need to get into this country, that are running for their lives, like Charlie said, that might be a little bit different than us, and that America open up and be able to decipher, you know, who really is, you know.
These aren't refugees, guys.
Hold on.
These are opportunities.
Hold on. Stop.
They're not refugees.
I understand what Charlie was trying to say. And what Charlie's trying to say is basically, listen, what you're trying to say. We have to know who's coming in this country. You know, we have to have, you know, everything here is political. It's political because, you know what, the drug problem that you're referring to, you know what, Trump would be the first one to point the finger at Biden. Look what's going on. But you don't understand. Trump is full of crapola.
Let me ask you, did we have this problem with Trump? Did we have this problem at the border with Trump?
When you bring up...
Hold on a minute. Did we have the problem with Trump when he was president? Did we have
absolutely.
This problem?
Absolutely.
The answer is no.
The answer is yes. No, the answer is yes. The answer is yes. Listen, we were talking about it on this show.
We didn't. We didn't have terrorists. We didn't have terrorists come in. We don't have nearly 2.2 million encounters.
No,
did we have that when he was the president?
Oh,
I don't think we did.
You don't think so?
No, I know
you
so.
Don't think so.
I know so.
Oh,
it's all documented. So, Homeland Security. So, it's, I know
many,
so.
How many?
I'm not throwing your numbers here.
How many
encounters you're going to have?
How many?
After this year is up,
have we had in this country since Biden's been president?
Say again.
How many terrorist attacks in this country have we had since Biden's president?
How many would-be terrorists have come in through?
Stop. That's not the question. Well, how many would-be terrorists do we have under Trump?
Oh, really?
The answer is
how many terrorists have come into the country from the border?
Isn't that very subjective? Are you
No, it's not. It's not. Don't you understand what's going on?
I do understand what's going on.
We have a massive problem right now. You're going to have 2.8 million encounters.
Listen,
2.8 million
during. Well,
do you know what that number signifies
to
you at all?
Coming in 2001.
Do you know what that signifies at all with 29,000 agents down there?
From administration to administration to administration.
Do you know how much drugs are coming into this country, Steve?
This isn't a Joe Biden problem. This is a Trump problem.
It's not. What is the problem?
Obama problem.
What is the problem? What is the problem?
Clinton problem. This is
an. It's not a Biden
problem.
It's not a Joe Biden problem.
Disaster. Yeah, someone's got to come in and really clean it up and figure out who's in this country.
But whose fault is it?
Whose
fault is it?
Who doesn't? We have no system.
You're right. We got no system.
Good boy.
Because you know why?
Exactly. For the last
there's nobody in charge.
30 years.
There's nobody in charge.
You know,
oh, I forgot. The czar of the border is in charge. What's her name?
Very quiet.
What's her name?
Very quiet.
Kamala. Is Kamala in charge of the border?
Oh,
did they name her the czar
Jay, please.
At one point? This is the same woman today. Last week who declared North Korea as an ally of the United States. That was real smart.
Jay, you're doing a really, really bad job.
Or the same woman who said that those economically challenged should get first dibs as far as the hurricane relief. I mean, come on. Stop,
Jay,
guys. Please.
Jay, you sound like fools. Really bad job today.
You sound like fools. You make a Charles, these are not refugees. These aren't refugees,
no?
Mr. Walsh.
Really, they're not, huh?
They're not. They're opportunists. They're coming into this country. They don't even know where to go.
Shame on you.
Shame on me for what?
They said the same thing about your grandparents and my grandparents.
Shame on me for what?
Oh, there's no potato famine. There's no potato famine. These people are
opportunists. Stop. You know something?
The same thing about
I'll tell you what. Get another 4 years. Vote another 4 years of this guy. Go another 4 years.
What you've just said is the most.
These aren't refugees. They are opportunists.
On the radio's mouth. You know, you're on the wrong station.
What do you think the mayor of New York City is saying? There is an influx of guns.
West Kansas.
Charles, let me ask you a question. How many terrorists have been apprehended so far?
You're a disgraceful.
Charles, how many terrorists?
Stupidity.
On the watch list. How many terrorists have been apprehended?
Charlie, let him talk.
How many terrorists have been apprehended so far, Mr. Walshine? Do you know? Do you know the answer?
Jay.
Do you know the answer, yes or no? It's a yes or no question.
You're saying
subjective.
Do you know the answer?
Yeah, zero.
Wrong. 42.
42. Huh?
42.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
42 terrorists have been apprehended. Is that an alarming number to you? Is that an alarming number? I mean, come on.
This is some of the most insanely idiotic things I've ever heard.
You're insane. You know what? You really are. You need help. I'm telling you, you need help.
At no point.
Our grandparents didn't get handouts.
Narrative.
Our grandparents didn't get handouts at all. They didn't.
There's nothing you're saying.
These are not refugees. They're opportunists.
Shame on you.
Terrorists are coming in. Fentanyl's coming in, but that's okay to you.
Your great grandfather.
Guns are coming in.
When he was running from the pogrom.
Human trafficking is at an all time high, but that's okay.
Yes,
that's okay, right?
So is everybody who's running away.
Is that okay? Yes or no? Answer the question.
Right. I'm answering the question.
No, you're not.
You are. Well, you said you should.
You are absolutely off your rocker. If you don't think it's an issue. It's a massive issue right now. It's a massive issue.
I think it's.
And if you don't think the guy in charge of the White House is involved as far as being the number one on the list of why this is occurring, you're out of your freaking mind. You're out of your mind.
You should atone for your stupidity tomorrow. Go and you should spend an entire day in temple and be sorry.
Guys, we can't thank you enough.
And zero brain.
My goodness gracious.
He didn't give you a break.
You know what? For two good weeks in a row, we go backwards again. You know, you're supposed to be the smart guys.
Disagree with you? Because we disagree with you? You're not smart.
Are you kidding? I'm not smart, but I got a little common sense. I give myself credit because I think I have a little common sense.
You have a nice common voice and an empty head. That's what you got.
Isn't that what all we want is a little common sense? Do we have any common sense out there? Do we have anything?
Hey, can we all just get along here? Listen, I love you, Jay.
Are you okay? Are you okay with kids being sold into slavery?
You're the best. I love you. Book of life for all of us. You know what? It's all good. It's all good to be a little deranged in this world and have different thoughts.
Do you know how many people are dying from fentanyl in this country every day?
Jay.
Fentanyl.
Aaron Judge. Today's Aaron Judgment Day.
Yeah.
300 a day. 300 a day.
Happy day to us. Happy Yom Kippur.
300 a day.
Three-man hug. I love you, Jay. Listen to me. You deserve all the best. You're a great person.
Cut the crap.
Yankees are going to win.
Thank you, guys.